What else? Well, how about income? We started talking about income, so let me continue with that. And here's where it gets really interesting because of the paradoxes we'll see in a second. If we just take household income, 2006, median household income, the green states here, the wealthier states, the yellow states, the poorer states, and we see good but imperfect correlation with our red-blue voting pattern. We see the wealthiest part of the country from New Hampshire and Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, Maryland, a very clear pattern here, and that's a very strongly Democratic voting area. We see the upper Great Lakes, some relatively wealthy states like Illinois and Minnesota. We see in the Pacific Coast some relatively well-off states like California and Washington. But then we also have some exceptional patterns. Well, we find Utah, which is one of the wealthier states, and one of the most Republican voting states. By some measure, the most Republican voting state. One thing that's interesting, though, this is household income. It comes out differently if you do per capita. Utah would be much lower in per capita because Utah has large families and a high fertility rate. So what you choose to map can lead to very, very different patterns. What do we see here? How good is the correlation? We can see a relatively poor area in the northern plains, North Dakota and South Dakota and Montana. Yes, Republican voting. A poor area across most of the South, with Virginia being quite an exception, Georgia and Florida and Texas exceptional as well. And that correlates fairly closely, but again, imperfectly. Arizona, another Republican voting state, relatively well off as well. We can look at some other ways of doing this. Take the wealthiest states in the country by, again, median household income. Look at the percentage of people voting for Kerry, and what do we see? Well, New Jersey, 53%, Maryland, 56%, Hawaii, 54%, Connecticut, 54%, and so on. We don't really get an exception until we hit Alaska, which has it's a relatively wealthy state, although also a very expensive state to live in, with a very Republican voting pattern. And then Utah, we hit it again with an even more Republican voting pattern. Virginia, 45%, although as we'll talk about later, Virginia now is trending Democratic by about the same margin. So there can be a shift. I don't know about you, when I saw this, I was surprised to see California came in as low as it did. Does that surprise anyone? Here's the answer. States with high and low income inequality, the darker the state, the higher the income inequality, and California is off the charts there.